flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
What changes, what stays the same? That's what we're all wondering as Falcon fans. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
We are at home today because, again, the weather and getting around on these icy roads around town. Things are great on the highway. We get it. It's some of the other areas. There are some folks still without power down south. So we are hanging out, and we're glad that you're here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Mike, as we get into some Falcon conversation, and we will talk plenty more in less than 10 minutes, stay there, about all the coaching hires and changes and stuff that are going on around the NFL. The Bengals, by the way, apparently have found their guy at defensive coordinator. He's a familiar name. Also, we found out today who the Jets are going with. Stay there. We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about our Falcons, because what changes, what stays the same? Does everything need to change? I had a guy ask me this, Mike, because he said, I heard you and Mike talking about this. You guys sound like you want to see everything change. No. We want to see the best pieces of this defense remain, and then we want to get better if we can in the areas where we lack. I'm not telling you, I don't want to go away from Jesse Bates. I'm not trying to tell you that Caden Ellison had one of the best seasons as a linebacker, inside linebacker this year. But, Mike, we need to add to that. And that is what we're talking about when we say, hey, Jeff Ulbrich, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but look, I get it. I mean, not everybody's going to catch our drift. I just wanted somebody outside the family to come in and help fix the defense. Because I think their approach is flawed. Their approach and the athletes they have don't mesh. It doesn't match up. And instead of maybe addressing that and bringing a new approach and maybe retooling the defense, no. They're bringing a guy who is here for the downfall of the Falcons, okay? I mean, it was great in 16 and 17, but he was also along the ride for 18, 19, and 20 in Jeff Ulbrich. So that's my beef. And if he, like him and Ra, they are best buds. Like Carl and I, they are best buds. And that's cool because relationships are how things get done in all walks of life. But I just thought maybe they go with somebody outside the box who might challenge the coaching staff in some areas. That was not that Jeff can't and isn't capable of challenging them, but to me, it's like we don't have the horses for this. What we're running, our 3-4 is crap. okay? We don't get the quarterback on the ground. Yes, sacks can be overrated. Matter of fact, Cam Jordan just did a podcast where he said sacks don't always tell the story, and he's the guy that terrorized us for over a decade. But you got to get guys off the field on third down. We don't do that. So in the case of the Falcons, sacks are equated with losses and not finishing. So I would like to have seen a different approach. Wink Martindale, Dennis Allen, hey, even Onorumo, any who got the job with the Colts, something.
Yeah, the numbers are staggering, though. When, and again, they do matter, okay? Stats do matter when they tell you that you're not any good. Stats don't matter when you're winning championships. Because what that simply says is you're making plays. So for us, three out of the four major categories, right? We're talking about total yards, 23rd. We're talking about passing yards, giving up passing yards per game, 22nd. We're talking about scoring defense. We gave up about 25 a game. That's 23rd in the league. And then you're 31st, not last, but second to last in sacks. That's not a good defense. That's just not. And so until we are able to crack that top 15 and hopefully get into the top 10, now I'm a true believer that, because I've seen it enough, we don't have to be number one to be there. It'd be nice. That means we got some dudes and we really are doing something special. But we don't have to be number one. But Mike, we got to be top 15. We got to be in that top 10. And when you tell me, hey, we're 23rd, 22nd, 23rd, 31st, those are numbers that scream, this is not good enough. And that is the stuff I want to get fixed.
Right. And to the guy that hit us up earlier, yeah, we feel pretty good about the offense. I mean, it was a very strange season. No one will ever debate that. And some of these things were, you know, difficult for even the greatest of coaches. And Raheem was dealt some really crappy cards when Cousins just, you know, just completely crapped the bed and couldn't get it back. But we love what we see from Michael Penix in a small sample size. Zach's got some amazing tools to work with. The general manager's put some amazing pieces together offensively. And the offensive line, we've got good depth, so that's, we're good. Got to fix the defense. You can't fix the defense, it'll be more of the same. You know, unless Michael Penix is going to have, you know, the kind of year that Jaden Daniels will have, you know, had when he has a full year under his belt. But right. You're still asking a lot of your offense, Carl, to score at like a 2016 clip to make up for your defensive shortcomings. So that's where the draft comes into being a big player. And just one other note, I reached out to Chris and hopefully our producer, we're going to try to get our buddy Joel Corey on. He just penned an article you can search in CBS Sports talking about each team's big cap decision and how it affects him. We were talking about this last week and a few weeks earlier. All the experts say the same thing. The likelihood that Kirk Cousins is on this roster, you know, anytime after June 1 is not very good. He'll be released with a post-June 1 designation before the injury guaranteed $10 million kicks in. Yeah, in the fifth day of the 2026 league year roster bonus. So in all likelihood, unless some team really gets excited about Kirk Cousins for some reason, they don't get the quarterback they were looking for in the draft. Carl, it seems like a one in a million shot. We're going to get a team to trade and eat some of that salary cap.
Yeah, I keep hearing already that, and by the way, there's no validity to this. This is just rumor mill. But I keep hearing Cleveland. Like, Deshaun Watson, now second Achilles.
Right.
More than likely he's going to miss the season because the first Achilles happened in October and they thought he'd be back at the start of the season. Then he's rehabbing and hurts it again. Do they draft a quarterback or is that team good enough? And a lot of people feel like it. Flacco took them to the playoffs, guys, just last year. To make the playoffs and make a run while you're figuring out your quarterback situation. And so I only say that to say Kirk Cousins. But remember, he has to sign off on any of this. He's got a no trade. So even right. If you were to approach him and say, hey, we got a team that might be interested. And again, just rumor mill. It's Cleveland. Does he want to go there? Does he want to play? I don't know. So right. That is the thing about Cousins. And Mike, I totally agree with you just from a financial standpoint. That's why all along I kept saying it makes no sense. I understand the commitment to potentially move on from him or you cut him and what that means to our cap. But I also understand what it means to still have him on the roster and you're paying him and it makes no sense whatsoever. Right. Like sometimes you just got to cut bait, man. You just got to say, all right, got to let that fish go and we'll try to catch another one. You just don't hold on to the line, all right, you anglers out there, and I'm one, that just because, oh, well, you know what? I almost have him. I got him. He's coming. Right. Sometimes you got to cut the line, man. Cut the line.
Right. The only reason you would maybe throw the – I mean, I've seen the same things you've seen about Cleveland – is if they don't feel warm and fuzzy about Shedeur Sanders. If, in fact, the Titans go with Cam Ward or vice versa, you know, if Shedeur goes to the Titans and they don't feel as, although I don't know why you wouldn't feel good about Cam Ward, then maybe you take, you know, the next best thing, which is Travis Hunter, and then you've got a super athlete and you figure out how you manage his workload on both sides of the ball. And then you say, okay, I'll go get Kirk Cousins. I'll give the Falcons, you know, X, whatever it would be, pennies on the dollar, you know, a little bit, throw him a bone to help him with the cap hit. And then you go get your quarterback next year. But that's also provided on where you're going to draft. So that's kind of – it's hard to see them not, in my mind, going quarterback if, you know, where they're picking with the second overall spot.
I think the Raiders go get it. I think the
Raiders move up. And that's another way you could do it. And you could maybe still have your cake and eat it too. You're right.
That's what I think. And, again, it's January. That could obviously change between now and April when the draft happens. But I have a feeling the Raiders are going to do that. And if that happens, you get a buttload of picks, okay? And now you can maneuver this in a different way if you are, in fact, Cleveland. So there's still a lot to be determined. But, guys, Mike's point is this is going to include our team in some way, shape, or form with teams discussing, hey, are we interested? Are we not? Do we want to make a move? Can we make a move? What's it going to cost us? And the Falcons have to, Terry, entertain every phone call. They have to.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that, you got to think they would. I mean, look, you said it. Kirk's got a note. He's got to sign off on it. I mean, the only way, and it's that's the rosiest of scenarios. Almost every cap expert you could read and Google says we're just going to release Kirk Cousins because you can't bank on a team coming to you in August. There's too much money involved. It's already bad enough. So in a perfect world, somebody comes at you before June 1st, and you get enough money. And again, we're talking like what, 8, 5, 4? I mean. No, you don't have to do anything. You could hope the Falcons just outright release him and then go see where he falls, and you go get him, right?
Yeah, Mike,
that's why to me it's to me that's a look. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we get him off the books and as best we can. He's still going to have to eat that money for this year and next year.
Yep.
$40 million less whatever somebody was willing to give you, and then 25 the next year.
Yeah, and I know it's a lot. But other teams have been worse, in a worse position.
Right.
And it's just, it's the cost of doing business. And this idea, you know, where I think Terry said this in his presser, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Wednesday. And if you can't stop in, order Buffalo Wild Wings. Go pick it up on your way home or for your next event. When Terry said, you know, we are satisfied with him being the backup. And I think we talked about that, Mike. And it was like, okay, whatever. I don't believe that. I get it. You're saying that because he's still on the team. But I also know that when you start making these calls and you're just trying to, you know, figure out what's going to happen next, this is just the cost of doing business, man.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.